Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Is what we believe about manifesting in the modern day, in the 2000s, a lie? Is it actually a psyop, a psychological operation intended to do the exact opposite of what they said it was supposed to do? Is the idea of manifesting, as it's been presented in modern times, actually intended to prevent you from manifesting, to prevent you from actually being in charge of your reality? Hi, I'm Liz Larson, and this is the New Life Perspectives radio show. Today, we are really diving into this idea of manifesting as we know it, thinking about something long enough to make it happen, make it come true. Is this something we can actually do? Or is it something we've been told to distract us from what we really need to be doing to be in control of our lives? So let's go back. Let's go back to the turn of the century, the 1900s. And there are some names that you might recognize. The first one might be Napoleon Hill. The next one you might know of is Neville Goddard. Have you heard of Alan Watts a little bit later in the 1900s? Do you know about Florence Scovel Shinn? Have you heard the term or the name Catherine Ponder? What about Walter Russell? If you don't know these names and you're interested in this idea that you're in control of your reality and that you can manifest or change things or create the life that you want through focus, these are foundational books, foundational ideas. These were real thought leaders of their time. Now, their ideas weren't new either, but repeated, but there was this big resurgence of the idea that you could control your life and your narrative. In the early 1900s, there were things like spiritualists that were talking to the other side, breaking away from traditional ideas and religions in response to this new freedom of the West. America led the way, really, in this idea that we think for ourselves and we are in charge of our own destiny, where before this, really the church was in charge of your destiny, or in some cases, in the government in charge of your destiny, that you yourself really don't know how to lead your own life, that you need to put it in the hands of someone else, a higher power, even if that higher power is simply your government or a neighborhood leader. So when these ideas came about, they caught fire. People, and especially American people, people in the West, really, really love this idea of being in control of themselves, of being able to control the narrative, if you will. And these particular teachers gathered, you know, thousands and thousands of followers during their time. Well, then there was kind of another resurgence, another kind of living your life. The, you know, the 50s and the 60s came about. In the 50s, we came back to traditional more church ideas. And so some of these ideas of manifesting, they didn't call it back then, manifesting, but being in charge of your own life through your own thought process or emotional process went out of favor. And in the 60s, there was free love, another revolution, a different kind of idea about how to take control of our lives. In the late 80s, early 90s, when the idea of The Secret came out, we reignited this flame about manifesting. But then what we saw is a lot of people who became really, really depressed. And this is the part of the manifesting movement that I'm curious about, whether or not it is a psyop, something to throw us off the scent of the idea that we really not can just control our own destiny, but that we control reality. So I gave you a list of names: Florence Scovel Shinn, Alan Watts, Neville Goddard, and the like, that gave us some truths, some real truth about what it does take to change your own reality. I love Neville Goddard because Neville Goddard told some amazing stories about changing reality overnight or even instantly. One of the ones that you hear often is that he was desperate to go home during the Great Depression. Neville Goddard was broke. He was an actor. He was a singer. He was a performer. And Broadway was shut down. Nobody had any money. He was alone. And he really wanted to go home to Barbados. But he couldn't get there. He didn't have any money. So he had this friend named Abdullah. Now, Abdullah is a mysterious figure. And he started to teach Neville about how to be in control of his own reality. And he told him, "My friend, Neville, you don't need to wish to be in Barbados. Be in Barbados. Be in Barbados," is what he told him. And, you know, Neville was a young man and he didn't understand what this meant, be in Barbados. Well, you know, Abdullah started to teach him that when you go to sleep tonight, you will be physically in your being in Barbados. You will smell Barbados. You will feel Barbados. You will just be with your whole being in that place. So obviously he was talking about a form of imagination. Well, he got a letter, I think it was the next day, that said his brother had sent him tickets to Barbados. So Neville goes down to get his ticket, his ship ticket, to go home, to go to Barbados. Now, Abdullah said, "You will go first class. You will be there by Christmas," is when he wanted to be there. "You'll go first class." So Neville went and there was no first class left. They were all sold out. But as it goes, his friend Abdullah said, "You be in first class. Be in first class. Be in your mind, be in your body, be in your heart. Fully embody it, fully experience this." And sure enough, when he got on the ship the next day, he had a first class ticket. Someone else had canceled. And there he went to Barbados, first class, just like Abdullah had told him. Well, this is a wonderful story. It started to give the idea that not only could you change yourself, but you could begin to change reality itself, that you could begin to pull the world into a reality that suits you and you alone. And Neville Goddard, he was so popular, so famous during that time, that he ended up becoming very, very wealthy, a very wealthy man through these teachings and other things, other investments. So what's the moral of the story here? And what is the difference between our current manifesting and what Abdullah was trying to teach Neville? I think it might be something slightly insidious. Now, I know this is the conspiracy theorist in me, but what I started to notice and continue to notice is that once this idea came out of The Secret, that thoughts create things, which also Napoleon Hill taught. He talked about the thinking stuff of the universe that matched your thoughts and came into being. that the frequency of a thought created our reality, which does have some truth. But I'll explain later how this is the thing that the secret took, the thoughts, and was such a phenomenon, went out to everybody in the world and created this resurgence about manifesting, creating through thoughts. And what I started to say is I saw people starting to suffer. I was one of those people originally. I loved this idea. And there was something about it that really struck me as true. It felt true. And this is the key. I wanted that to be true. And then came along many, many other speakers and teachers that really drove this home. You think about what you want, you focus on it, and it will show up. But then people started to be depressed. They started to suffer. Now, I want you to ask yourself, if you've been on the manifesting merry-go-round, have you ever suffered? Have you ever said, I have been thinking about this for years and it just doesn't happen? And then you become disillusioned. And then the next thing you do, maybe you really want to believe it. So you start meditating, or you follow a guru that has some rigid way that you need to sort of mold yourself into manifesting correctly. You're not manifesting correctly. You're not good enough. You're not doing it right is really the message, even though it may not be being said that way out loud. And in some cases it is. There's this idea, you must not be doing it right. To me, it smacks a bit of religion. You're trying your hardest, and no matter how hard you try, you still may not make it into the pearly gates. There's no guarantee of that. You're just going to keep trying, keep trying, keep trying, and it may or may not happen. There's some frustration with this. There's some injury with this. There are so many people who have read 1,000 books on the subject and still don't feel as though they're in control of their own reality, their own fate. They don't feel as though they could change reality on a whim if they chose. I want to tell you that you can. It's absolutely possible. And it is my belief this is the nature of our universe, absolutely the nature of our universe. But the way we're going about it is not just wrong, it's harmful. And it hides something. It hides a truth about who and what we really are. So let's take our first break and we'll hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network next. But before we go, can I ask you a favor? If you are really enjoying the show, and I know many of you are, we are one of the 2025 UK Health Radio Award winners, meaning for some of you, we are your favorite. But if we are, would you please give a like to this on whatever platform you're listening to it on? Share it with someone you love. Please leave us a comment if you're on a platform where you can leave a comment. All of these things will help get this message out to the world, help us reach more of you, and help us make your lives better every day. Let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
cappuccino, latte, americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the ukhealthradio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back and we're talking about whether or not our modern manifesting is a psyop and whether or not it hurts people. And I ended the last segment with that I think our current manifesting models hide the truth of who and what we really are. So let me plead my case here. When the Secret came out, like I said, it was such a marvel. It really brought back this idea, but it was about thoughts. The videos, and I still remember them today. I remember them talking about thinking about an elephant and having it show up in the room, and the explanation about why it's delayed a little bit in our reality, why you wouldn't want an elephant to show up in your room. So it was describing why our manifesting might be delayed. But, and then the thoughts about thinking about checks showing up in the mail, and they showed up in the mail. And you know, there are so many stories about this working. There really are. But for most of us, it was by accident. Then something changed. Then we had Esther Hicks and Abraham. Before that, there was Seth. Seth Speaks. It just wasn't as widely known. It wasn't as popular, but Esther Hicks and her ideas about manifesting really took the center stage. And I love Esther Hicks, but let me tell you, myself and many others also suffered so much with this. Put your attention on it, she would say. Get in alignment with it, she would say. Line up with it. Get in vibration with it, she would tell us. And then things will change. Well, this was a great idea. And I had learned that if I focused enough, I could create change, which I'd had a little success with myself. But Esther, she was saying you need to get in vibrational match. Now, I agree with her. She's correct. But the question of how... Now we're back again to meditating. Meditating, is that how it happens? Are we sitting in a yoga pose for days and weeks and months? Are we brainwashing ourselves? The how drove me nuts. And many of the people that I helped and worked with and talked to were also feeling the same way. In fact, it was quite painful. So here's where the suffering part comes in. Now, if you know us, we have a book called Suffering is Optional. So you might know where I'm going with this. But truly, in my physical body, I would suffer. I remember we had a big business and it was collapsing. We'd been taken down in the, it was around 2010, 2011, banking collapse. Our town had been hit hard in 2008 as well, but we survived it, and really positive thinkers and all of that. But in 2011, it took us. And I remember taking a drive to the coast, and this is what I would do. Not a great meditator. Don't really like that modality. But my form of meditation is I would get in my car, I would turn on Esther Hicks, and I would drive like to the coast or to the redwoods. And I felt as though I was brainwashing my mind. If I could hear enough of her positive words, something might get through and I could change this thing. Well, what would happen was I would leave and I would be suffering and suffering and suffering. My body was in suffering, leading my mind to also create patterns of suffering. Think about that, what I just said. My body was hurting. My heart hurt. My throat was constricted. My muscles were tight. Every fiber, every cell of my being was in resistance, like Esther would say, to what was happening in my reality. And my nervous system was on fire. This is another key here. Well, eventually, and as it does, you know, I would take this 2-hour drive, and on my way back, I would start to feel better. Because eventually, your nervous system can only hold on to a pattern of fight or flight for a period before it gets distracted and needs to do something else. It takes so much energy to be in fight or flight. So on the way back, I would start to feel better. The pain in my heart would go. The pain in my throat might go. The change of scenery, and here's another little hint, being in the beautiful redwoods, being near the coast, the drive is spectacular. If you've ever gone from Southern Oregon to the Oregon or California coast, it is a spectacularly beautiful drive. I would start to be distracted. I would start to appreciate the beauty. My body would start to feel better. And when it did, then what? Something interesting really happened. I would start to move into a process of creativity. Now, ideas are my thing. I love ideas. And the beauty and the new smells and the new tastes and the new feel, the new atmosphere that I was in, I would start to have ideas. I would start to move into creation mode. Now, for me, creation mode is initially absolutely fantastic. I am in a state of elation, almost euphoria, thinking about the ways that things can be created, new ideas. But then what would happen is I would start to dive down into frustration. Because now those new ideas, those were new things that I wanted to create that were then not being created. I would move directly into frustration mode. I would be upset that I had not created that new idea 2 years ago and that I wasn't 5 years ahead on that project. That was so unresourceful. But, you know, tell me if you guys are somewhere where you can comment, you know, have you had this experience where you're manifesting your butt off, trying to distract yourself, end up with new ideas, only to dive back into frustration and suffering, where my body would start to hurt again. My cells would just start screaming out with, you know, the aggravation, the frustration, really, which is fight or flight. Now, I think there's a whole generation of us, and there still might be, that have this experience. I know that on TikTok now, you know, the Gen Z group, they're talking about speaking things into being, speaking them into being. And you know, Catherine Ponder, Florence Scovel Chin, they talked about this, Florence Scovel Chin, speaking things into being. So if I say it out loud, it will happen. If I write it down and put it in a magic box, it will happen. If I journal, I remember one manifesting process was to write something 100 times a day, and then it would start to be true. This is a brainwashing technique. You know, they did it in school. I'll be better tomorrow. I will be a better student, right? No, I will have $1 million. I have notebooks full of this. And none of those things really happened. You know what did happen, though? Those things that I got really neurologically solid on, the things that my body knew for sure were true at a a cellular, physiological, universal level. See, I knew who I was supposed to be. I knew what I was supposed to come, and I knew what I was supposed to do. Now, I did not know the how necessarily, but I did know the direction I was supposed to be going. And mostly I refused to do that. I didn't want to do that, right? I would become an artist. You know, I actually became a personality on YouTube for a while. Don't look it up. Doing something else. I owned car dealerships, so business. I wanted to do something more with my mind. I didn't want to be someone in the metaphysical space, and I'm still not, I don't think, except for that I am. A little paradoxical there. I'm a Gemini. What do you want from me? But I didn't want to be a big woo-woo. What I wanted to be, what I knew I should be, is a person who could show people an absolutely different way. Someone who could show you how to end suffering in your body. And the things that lined up for that are the things that absolutely manifested in my life. And they manifested in my life with such great ease that, you know, it was like getting whiplash. When I started to learn neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, those things just fell in my lap. At the time, you know, we had lost a business. We were creating a new business. We didn't have a lot of money. And these trainings were thousands of dollars, and they were 7 hours away from me. But all of a sudden, that became entirely possible. It was so easy that my husband was like, absolutely, of course you should do this. But it didn't really make sense, except for that every fiber in my body knew it did. And it was where I was supposed to go. So this is part of it. Where in your life, in your manifesting, are you trying to manifest something that's really incongruent with who you came to the planet to be? And I believe each of us knows this. We hear a lot of people say, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my purpose is. And I will argue with you, that is untrue. You really do. You're just unwilling to accept that that's what it is. It's not about destiny. It's not about, you know, a preordained idea. But I think each of us decided for ourselves before we showed up here what we wanted to experience, where we wanted to go. We create our own levels in this experience. You know, it's like a video game. You know, if you're at level one or level five. And the things you're going to experience in level five are different than level one. And if you've already done level one becomes easy. You want the challenge of level four, three, four, and five, right? All the way up to 10. Once you master a level, it's just not interesting anymore to go back and do it again. Think about this. If you've ever played any kind of game and you become an expert at it or come to expert level, going back to level one, the only reason you do it is to teach someone else, right? So what level are you really? What did you come here to do? What do you know about yourself? I have a young man who's a client who has really struggled in his life. He came into this life with some severe health problems. He's struggled in his life with regular stuff that some people do, some drugs, some alcohol, you know, getting in some trouble. But I asked him recently during a session, what are you here to do? And this time I want you to tell the truth. It's just me and you here. Tell me what it is you're supposed to do. And he said, I know I'm here to help people. I know that's the truth of who I am. So why aren't you? Well, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I don't have all the answers. So how do I help if I don't have all the answers? It's a legitimate question, but it doesn't negate the fact that until this point, he's been doing everything else rather than heading down the path of finding out for himself how he will help people. But he's in the process right now of getting congruent with that. And it's all of the things. There's a spiritual aspect to it, meaning what do you resonate with? What does the being of you resonate with? Back to Esther Hicks, these are her words as well, resonate. What does that mean? You know, what is it that your mind is drawn to? What do you think is beautiful? What excites you? What actually is congruent with the who of you? Not what everybody else wants, but congruent with the who of you. So let's take our next break. We're here from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network. But before we do, I want to tell you that if you have you been listening for a while and you've been thinking, you know, I love what Bill and Liz say about the nervous system and how to take control of your body, mind, spirit, destiny, manifesting, health, all of it, then take a step and go to cognomovement.com and buy the Essentials Program. It will give you what you need to start to master every aspect of your life in a way that may have never occurred to you at the level of your nervous system. See, Bill and I created a modality that directly accesses the nervous system and provides a way to change it immediately, not sitting in meditation, you know, not at a retreat, literally immediately in your own home, at your leisure. You can change the thing that does control your life, but that you ultimately do have control over, which is your nervous system. All right, let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and I will return in momentarily.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking about manifesting, our current state of manifesting, possibly being a bit of a psyop, possibly being a bit of a distraction from who you really are. And we were talking about this, the who of you, who you really are, what you came to the planet to be. And I really do think each of us has a mission, but it's our mission. It's what we wanted to do. It's the level that we wanted to experience during this time, and many of us disregard it. And a lot of times it's because there's so much noise in our life, so much stress, you know, so many distractions. And during this day and age, we've entered what we call the trauma Olympics. Those are not my words. Those are the Gen Z TikTok words, but it's true. Who has the most trauma? And can we present that first? Not the amazing human that you are, the spark of light and energy and universe that you are, but the trauma you've experienced. And it's put in advance of everything else. And it's put out there as an excuse for why we can't be the best version of ourselves. Now, this is comforting for some people, but it makes my head explode because we are not that. We are not the experiences that we've had. And yet the experiences that we've had do add up to who we are now in a way that makes us react a certain way, think a certain way, talk a certain way, but they are not you. Everything you've experienced so far does add up to the way that your nervous system reacts to new stimuli. So you may have heard me say that the nervous system is the great time traveler, and this is true. It wants to go back to our past and grab our experiences to prove our future, our present, right? It takes everything we've experienced and shoves it into our present and future to keep us safe. It's really not intended to hurt us in any way. It really is intended to keep us safe, to feel an instant reaction, a visceral reaction to something, so that in an instant, we can run away, climb a tree, jump high enough to get away from something, fight, hide, right? Or fawn, play dead. So these are primal signals that the nervous system sends that can paralyze you and keep you stuck where you are. Now you're like, Liz, what the hell does this have to do with manifesting? Turns out everything. So let me go back to our thought leaders, Florence Scovel Shinn, Neville Goddard, Alan Watts, Walter Russell. They were talking about something different than thoughts become things, even though that is what Napoleon Hill said. What they really were talking about is changing the signal that is sent from your physical body into the electrical field around you to create a new reality. So let me clarify. What I'm talking about is they were talking about a change in physiology, a change in the way that your brain and body were talking to each other along the lines of your nervous system. They were talking about changing the projection from the body. Where we get it wrong now is a projection from the head. That's only part of it. The brain, you see, only interprets the signals that the body sends in form of emotion. The body sends emotion in the form of feeling or sensation, and the brain interprets that as fight or flight or not fight or flight, right? It is a computer that tries to decide what the next action could be or should be, and it is based on what it experienced in the past. So this electromagnetic, hormonal, and chemical signal coming from your nervous system projects the reality that you expect. Did you hear me? It projects the reality that your fight or flight system expects. You know, it's the holidays here in the US. It's Thanksgiving weekend as I record this. And so many people are heading off to dinners and family gatherings that they are dreading, absolutely dreading, because they know that person there that triggers them is going to trigger them. They know they're going to have the same conversations that they've had for years and years and years, and people they disagree with are going to disagree with them, and the person that bullies them are going to bully them, and they are correct. Now, in manifesting, you would be imagining something else. Only in that imagining, your body's fighting with you because it knows you've had the experience in the past and it wants to prepare for a fight. Of course it does. This is its job. But what all of these old masters were saying is that you must project a new reality. You have to override the system that wants to tear you into the past and relive an experience that your nervous system deemed dangerous, right? Great time traveler, pulling you into your past. Instead of generating a new reality, this is what is possible. This is the truth of who and what you really are. What has to happen is you have to have the awareness, the ability to stop that process, to override the nervous system and show it something new. Now, what you're about to go into, if you're going into family dinners and that you're dreading, there is nothing set in stone that any of that has to go the way it did before. And the truth is, if you think it is going to be the same, you will create that. You will create that. You will generate, just like a movie projector generates a picture onto a screen, you will generate that outcome. But if you know how to change the signal and generate a new signal, when you get there, those people act completely differently. One of our pracs told a story about going to family dinner. And, you know, we've known her for years. And this family is difficult for her. And so she was talking about this, you know, about how, you know, she was worried about going. And, you know, we said, well, maybe don't go or change it. She said, well, what do you mean? Well, aren't you already imagining that person doing the thing they did before? Well, yeah, because that's what they always do. But you're thinking about it. Yeah. Well, you're pinging them, you're setting it up like, hey, when we get there, why don't we go round and round like we did last time? That's the projection. Every signal sent by our body finds its match energetically and creates reality. This is what Napoleon Hill was talking about, the thinking stuff of the universe. It's just things that match the signal we're sending out. You know, a radio tower sends out a specific signal and it is received by something that is tuned to that signal. So anyone we're in contact with who's tuned to our signal, they are going to behave exactly like our body is afraid they will. So with Cognome Movement, what we have discovered and teach is that if you can first get your body out of the past, show it how to get to neutral. And it's very easy. You just need to know the right inputs through your eyes and emotion. You need to show the body, oh, hey, that is the past. Doesn't mean it's part of the future. You can get your body to a place that's called neutral. Neutral. I just don't have any attachment to that feeling, the emotion that triggers my brain to expect something bad in the future. I'm just neutral. That collapses the wave. It stops instantly the creation of that past event happening again and again. Amazing. That part's great. So this is what we did with our practitioner. Got her to neutral. You know, and how did we do that? We let her have it out. Let her fight it out with all of those people while rewriting the code through her eyes, through her body, through some movement. A few minutes, maybe 10 minutes. And then she felt neutral and she realized, oh yeah, well, people have their reasons. They are who they are. And I'm bringing my own resistance to them. So maybe I don't bring my resistance to them and we'll have a different situation. She said when she got there, she was warmly accepted by the family. She had great conversations and none of the old stuff came up. It just didn't. They had a lovely time. Now, it doesn't mean she's best friends with those people. But what it does mean is that she projected a new reality. She stopped holding people in their past, in her past, neutralized it, and then generated something new. So here's the new idea about manifesting. Yes, you can do that. Yes, you control absolutely your reality. If you know how to get your nervous system into the present moment through neutrality, and then when you're able to clearly feel what you want to happen next, what does it feel like in that state? What is most present in your physical body? What emotion is there when you're there? It only takes neutrality to begin to create a more positive outcome for yourself. But you can actually get all the way into acceptance, joy, peace, love, even the highest state. You can get your body into that state very, very quickly and create at the highest level of outcome. It means that your body needs to be sending a signal, a vibrational signal, which is, how do we do that? We do it through feeling. We do it through sensation. Not artificial, fake, I feel great, but deep in the cells and physiology, a feeling of maybe it's purpose, maybe it's joy, maybe it's bliss, maybe it's acceptance, maybe it's willingness to see an outcome that is as you choose. And we have story after story after story of things changing literally instantly, like Neville Goddard's story, overnight, in an hour, in a half hour, instantly. Not just things, but people, circumstances, whole companies changing their rules instantly to bend to a new reality projected by a single human who is fully aligned physiologically. So Esther Hicks, you know, I said I loved her, but I would suffer around what she kept saying. You've got to send a new vibration. You've got to get aligned. Now I know what that means. I mean, it means that the thing, the mechanism in my physical body that sends a vibration, that vibrates, that sends a signal, that is tuned to a certain outcome, must be aligned. It must be set to neutral and then above, higher than that, for whatever outcome I want. When a person learns how to do this, and it's practice, it's exactly like learning to play any sport. When you learn how to do this, and then you become uniquely aware of what signal your body is sending in any moment, and that is through sensation. What is my body feeling, and what pictures are my mind presenting? When you become acutely aware of that, and in any moment, you realize that you are projecting whatever reality you're experiencing. And when you know that, then you can change it. And that is why our free downloadable ebook is called Suffering is Optional. Suffering is a part of this life, but once you're aware of how it's happening, why it's happening, what the mechanism is, you can change it instantly and really around any topic. It's just about how much you want to change it. Sometimes we want to be salty for a while, cranky, in suffering. That's a part of this experience. But when we're tired of that, when we're tired of that level and we want to move to the next one, we simply change the signal that our body is sending, which means we change the nervous system, change how it vibrates, change the meaning of that vibration, and then the world shifts really immediately. It really, really does. So if you've been hearing this and anything sparked your interest, come to cognomovement.com. You can start with essentials. If you're not sure yet, download our free ebooks. We've got two that will help you understand these concepts more and give you ideas of how to start changing for yourself. Now, if this sounds incredible to you and you know you want more, and you're one of those people who knows you're out there in this life to help people, think about becoming one of our cognitive movement practitioners and begin not only to change individual lives, but start to change the planet. All right, you guys, until next time, be safe and be well.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.